From Beltrami, Minnesota, Polk County farmer Mike Skoug joins us now. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mick. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. You bet. You've been involved in leadership in Minnesota soybean growers for quite a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been involved pretty heavily since 2012.
So good. Well, thank you for that. And for the last year or so, you've been pushing for a project up in Crookston. It's called the Innovation Campus, but man, this is going to be a soybean crushing facility. It's very involved, and it just got some legs under it by the Minnesota legislature. So I guess this is a victory flag you can wave now, Mike.
Yeah, we're really grateful for the Minnesota state legislature. The House and Senate have been very supportive of the idea of the Innovation Campus for uses of soybeans in northwest Minnesota. And it passed the Senate Finance Committee, so now we'll see what happens when the House and Senate get together and decide how to resolve their differences in funding. So we're pretty excited.
In the time you've spent down there in St. Paul, what kind of vibes do you get? Is this going to get tangled up in politics, and or is this going to be a no-brainer, and is it going to happen?
Well, the time that I spent there in March, I was part of a group that went and testified on different aspects of the Innovation Campus and the large crush facility. And House and Senate bipartisan support for it. The problem is how much money and where and when and all that sort of thing. But as far as the theory of it, and supporting of it, they really see the benefits, not just to northwest Minnesota, but to the entire state. So it was a pretty easy thing to testify for.
All right. So for the everybody who's a little fuzzy on all of this, the Innovation Campus on the campus of University of Minnesota Crookston, describe what that would be.
Well, long story short, the Innovation Campus would be will promote and demonstrate uses for new oil types to the end user. So this would be beneficial because our checkoff dollars as soybean growers have developed different oil types from soybeans, and this would be a great way for demonstrating those uses to end users. So that's it in a nutshell for the most part.
All right. And the soybean crushing facility, that's would that be kind of part of that, or is that totally separate in a separate location?
It'll be located on the same area. Mm-hmm. The Innovation Campus will be in conjunction with a small crush facility that would crush just new food grade types of oil. And they would work together. And then also working together, though, would be the large crush facility also that would do the conventional crushing that we're accustomed to now, where it's used for biofuels and that sort of thing.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if this is a good analogy or not, but would it be kind of like a mini NCI specializing in soybeans?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
All right, yeah, helping to promote. Would it, and end users, could they be outside the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. There's quite a need, outside the U.S. for improving diets. And soybeans are just a miracle crop, really, for what they can do. And there's so many new things that are coming because of research. With different oil types that are more healthy and that sort of thing. So,
yeah. Well,
there's really opportunities here.
For sure. All right. Well, the Minnesota soybean crushing facility down there in Brewster is, half $1 billion, maybe $1 billion facility, and they're trying to get one going in Spiritwood, North Dakota. What would be the price tag for all of this up in Crookston?
Well, the large crush facility is 13 million gallon refinery. It'll crush about 20 million plus bushels of soybeans a year, which is close to the capacity of Brewster, but Brewster is a little larger. But yeah, it would be near that capacity.
All right. Well, it'd be newer. It'd be a more efficient plant, too.
Yeah, yeah. There will be, you know, things that are new to the industry brought in here, a state-of-the-art type of a thing.
Right on. All right. So what would this do to the economy, both as far as job creation, how would it affect the local economy there?
Well, you know, with construction, it would be quite a few hundred people that it would affect. Once the thing is completed, there will be like 80 full-time employment jobs. Mm-hmm. And I think about 29 from the last I saw, 29 of those 80 jobs would be salaried professionals. And then there'd be about 30 or so that were hourly labor type jobs.
All right. Well, 60 to 80 jobs in Crookston, that's a major employer.
Yeah, it would be a good boost to the economy. You know, there'd be direct benefits, indirect and induced benefits. It would be, you know, pretty valuable to not just the Crookston area, but the surrounding area.
Yeah. How about basis, and what would it do to the ag economy there?
Well, it's estimated to probably be around 20-cent basis improvement. So, you know, we're hoping for that. Time will tell. Maybe it'll be a little, you know, skinnier than that to start with, because cost of operating might be higher, you know, than it would be, you know, in a few years after operation.
So. Right. All right. Well, pretty good news. It was the day before yesterday before the Minnesota legislature approved some funds for the Innovation Campus and crusher facility Crookston. Northwest Minnesota has been begging would be the wrong adjective, but man, you've been working hard at getting something like this going, huh?
Well, you know, there's a lot of infrastructure that could be utilized better around here. So, you know, that was our kind of our driving force to the thing. We already grow the soybeans, and the infrastructure is here, too. It just needs to be enhanced a little better to meet the need. But, you know, for the most part, natural gas and adequate water supply and everything and a willing community. So I'm pretty excited. I hope this thing works out for the benefit of everybody.
Yeah, and you got right on the rail line there, I would assume is probably a location you'd have to find along the rails. Huh?
Yeah, that's already, the site has already been chosen, and okay, it's right along the railroad, and talks have been going on with Minnesota Railroad and Burlington Northern. So, you know, that's in a positive step.
Okay, all right. Well, again, a dream come true, a victory, just a great event for the Minnesota soybean growers in northwest Minnesota, the Innovation Campus on at Crookston, and a soybean crushing facility for northwest Minnesota. Bill Trammy, Minnesota farmer Mike Skalk, thanks for the work you've done on this for all these months and years. And now the more important question, how soon are you going to get in the field, Mike? Oh, dang, he thought we were done. All right, well, okay, so anyway, there you have the details on all of that, and it is a good thing for the folks up in northwest Minnesota. So there we go.